I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Muslim Brotherhood radicals are being blamed for a horrific murder. 25-year-old Mary George, a Christian woman, was in a suburb of Cairo when she was attacked. She was delivering medicine to an elderly woman near a church. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says the mob attacked following prayers, which many believe stirred up the group.
The mob started banging on her car, eventually climbed up on top of the car. The roof began to collapse. Then they dragged her out and beat her and stabbed her until she was dead.
VOM supports the church there. You can get their monthly newsletter through a link at our website. Next, Father Franz van der Lucht was recently killed by a masked gunman in Syria. Jerry Dykstra of Open Doors USA says it's a tough loss for the handful of Christians still left in the besieged city of Homs.
He was the one who helped the elderly and disabled and tried to get food into that area and was a spokesman also for the Syrians on an international basis. They face dwindling supplies, and so their future is very unknown.
Read the full story and find specific ways to pray at our website. And if you want to help bring freedom to over 27 million modern-day slaves, it's going to take more than a donation. Would you be willing to get a little dirty climbing seven mountains? Then Operation Mobilization's Freedom Climb might be for you. In July, climbers are raising money and awareness for OM projects, bringing gospel hope to human trafficking victims. Click on the link at our website for details. Better hurry, though. Registration closes next Tuesday. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Children are suffering around the world. Vision Beyond Borders wants to give you a free 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids and their parents. Get yours free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.